Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This was a great week. Tuesday, I started off going to a Vipers game where I was selected to go to mid-court to make a fool out of myself. My kids were there with me, and we had a great time. I shot free throws and missed all of them while riding a tricycle around the court. And it was on Telemundo. My daughter and my son think that they're famous. Wednesday, went to a charity event and saw how the government spends its money. And Thursday, I played basketball with 21, 22, and 23-year-olds. So I had to.
On a tricycle?
No, not on a tricycle. But I had to show them how it was done. But that leads into this message. So I'm known as the person while playing basketball that I run up and down the court and then I need a sub soon. because I'm a little bit older than, not much, but a little older than the 21-year-olds. But the question I have is, am I physically fit? Well, I'm a slender fella, you know. But the question that I would like to talk today is, and the title of the message, am I spiritually fit? So, three ways that we can relate a spiritually fit person to a physically fit person. I think we all know that examples that we see around us kind of help bring to light some of the messages that God has for us. So I just, again, had three simple little points. The first one is tremendous workout takes dedication. So does it take a tremendous workout to have the dedication to both become spiritually fit and physically fit? So I went through the internet and I went to find a plan, a routine to get major muscle mass on me, you know? So what would it take? And there was a lot of opinions out there, but I just grabbed the one that was the closest to normal. So you need to dedicate 1 to 2 hours a day, 5 to 6 times a week, and at the gym, and have 6 to 7 meals a day. Wow. Now, kind of to get spiritually fit, Do we, and this is a question, do we need to read the Bible for a few hours a day, 6 to 7 times? And do we need to go to church 5 or 6 times a week? Well, we know what God says, right? He commands us to go one time to an assembly to hear a message from him where we know he is there with us. But to dig into the exercise, so what does it take? I printed off a whole list, and I'm not going to read them all, but it's a tremendous amount of energy to build your body to a big, huge muscle mass person. I don't even know what half this stuff is. Barbell bench press, tricep extension, tricep dip, tricep bench press, one-arm dumbbell, two-arm dumbbell, seated row, incline, machine shoulder press, dumbbell reverse fly, and the list goes on, and I printed it for so I could just see it. It's a lot of work, and obviously there's a reason why I don't know what they are. But the point is, it takes dedication and focus. And this time of the year is kind of special. January, the gyms are completely packed. November, they're completely empty. Kind of like churches of the world, they're empty for the most part, except for those big, huge holidays where they're packed because everyone has to do their thing. If I could ask you to turn over to 1 John 5, 1 John 5, and we'll just stay there for the duration. 1 John 5. First John 5, and we'll just pick it up in verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, which is the focus. God put rules and requests of us. They are not burdensome. They're very much for us. And I, while looking at this, can see that a regiment to try to build muscle mass to become physically fit, I perceive as very burdensome. So that's the first point. The second point, diet. We have had messages on this. When we see with our eyes and we hear with our ears, that is us digesting the world. So we have to be extremely cautious. What we put in our mind, what we see feeds us, and what we hear feeds us. To become spiritually fit, we need to make sure we're conscious of that and filter that. The point's been made, no TV show has ever been watched in the household that's not suitable for children. That's a good practice to guard against the what's in the world. But what do you need to gain extreme muscle mass to be physically fit? I took a little Dwayne the Rock Johnson, what he eats on a daily basis. So he starts out in the morning, 280 grams of roasted potatoes, that's 10 ounces approximately, 280 grams of skirt steak, six scrambled eggs. 3 hours later, 280 grams of grilled chicken, 1.5 cups of rice. Then 3 hours later, 280 grams of bison, 1.5 cups of rice and a salad. 3 hours later, 280 grams of chicken salad, 280 grams of roasted potatoes, and a salad. And finally, 3 hours later, oatmeal mixed with 10 eggs and peanut butter. Throughout the day, and it's all washed down with 3 gallons of water. Every single day. Now that's just the focus. You put that much time and energy on what goes in your mind, in your body to become ripped. And if you haven't seen this gentleman, he's very large, very muscular. He looks like if he leans one way or the other, it's going to like knock someone down. But what about spiritual diet? And I couldn't help but to think of this. And we don't need to turn there, but Galatians 5:22, which is the fruits. God tells us what we are to have. We are the first fruits, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So, the diet would be, spiritual diet would be, good things that come in through our eyes and our mind and studying the Bible. Now, the third point, results. Now, when you are completely ripped from head to toe, in theory, I guess, you feel really good about yourself. When you do a workout, you have endorphins that just, you feel so positive, and you do extra things. Well, how do you feel after you have already exercised your mind to get the right spiritual mindset, and you resist against Satan when he attacks you, and we know he's attacking us all the time. How do you feel after that? I mean, I feel overjoyed, like, yes, we did it. It's a battle, of course, and we know that the war is continuous, and Satan is the roaring lion, but you desire to have that narrow path. You desire to follow the narrow path. It's wonderful, and as you know, God's power, the Holy Spirit, gives us the ability to discern between right and wrong. So we're going to stay in 1 John 5 and just read the last, continue on of 4 and 5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So as you can see, how wonderful it is that you have the results. We are on the right path and we know it. So in conclusion, many people in the world have it so right when it comes to their own personal health. Now, we know the world has over 50% obese rate, but still, complete people that are ripped from head to toe and in great shape, there's millions of those people, right? And that's still a substantial more than spiritually in shape people. So we need to be dedicated to God first and foremost. We need to stick to the diet that God has shown us. This leads to the results that we desire, and more importantly, it's the results that God desires.